Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Don't forget to check out the website. It's travelingculturati.com. Now, you know, Traveling Culturati is all about the style and culture of travel. And this week, our culture report is taking us to Nevada, right here in the United States, to Pyramid Lake and the Pyramid Lake Paiute Indians. On the phone with me is Ralph Burns, a community elder and storyteller. Hello, Mr. Burns, and welcome to the Traveling Culturati.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on and to share your culture and traditions with me. Exactly where is Pyramid Lake?
Pyramid Lake is we're northeast of Reno, about 30 miles.
And how large is the Pyramid Lake?
Yes. We have a little over 500,000 acres here.
Wow. So then what would the population of the Pyramid Lake Paiute Indian tribe be?
The native people here that live on the reservation, we probably have maybe up to about 3,200 that's enrolled to live here. But actually, we have maybe only about 1,700 actually that live on the reservation. People live on married, live on different areas or different reservations, different parts of the state, or they're in the college, military, you know, they're all over.
We say Pyramid Lake Paiute Indian tribe. So does that mean that there are other Paiute Indian tribes?
Yes. Within the Paiute tribe, we're divided up into 23 different bands, and each band pretty much have their own name. Our band name comes from a fish here that's called a Kuyui, a real ancient fish here, so we call ourselves Kuyuikut. And the other bands, other 22 different bands have their own name similar to us.
Are the Paiute Indian tribes then all over Nevada, or does that expand outside of Nevada?
Well, we're pretty much, if you look at the state of Nevada, we're pretty much all on the western part of Nevada. And some parts of Eastern California, Southern Oregon, and Southern Idaho.
Let's talk about culture. Let's start with the history of Paiute Indians.
Well, the oldest remain that's found within our boundaries here is carbonated at 9,200 years old. So we say we've been here at least that long.
That's amazing. And when I did have the opportunity to visit Nevada as part of the Pony Express Nevada Trail, and one of the stops that we made was in Pyramid Lake. The area is beautiful, and it's dotted with these rock formations. What's the history of those rock formations in the area?
Well, the rock formations are what they call tufa rocks, and they're was pretty much at one time was underwater. Their calcium buildup, I would say 12,000 years ago, right where the museum is located, probably was under 900 feet of water at one time. So as the water receded, 2,000, maybe that's when people came in here, and they've been here ever since, and we got adapted to this harsh way of living here.
How important is Pyramid Lake to the...
Well, it never was Pyramid Lake. It was actually, we call it Kuyui Panerne, which just means Kuyui Lake. And 1844 was the first non-Indian that came upon this lake here. And with Pyramid Rock Formation, he named it Pyramid Lake, and the name stuck. So now it is Pyramid Lake.
Let's talk about the family life of the Pyramid Lake Paiute Indians.
The family life, unlike other tribes, I speak the language. And the language, we don't have any new words that pertain to new stuff that how everybody pretty much speak now. Our way was just had everything to do with nature. No new words. I guess you would use Christianity words now. Everything was different. But the word respect was always there. And I think the reason how we lived here so long was just the word. We respected. We know there was a creator God. He made everything for us to use. And any time we take, we always prayed for it and respected it. Take only what we need. And that's how everything came back, more than what we need.
So what is the Paiute Indian word for respect?
Tusupicha.
Say that again.
Tusupicha.
It's such a beautiful sounding word.
And any time we take something, life of an animal, stuff like that. We always give something back. We have nothing, maybe just a piece of our hair we give back.
Your language hasn't really changed that much. Is the language being passed down to today's generation?
Well, I think it was on the verge of being lost here. But in, I think it was 1996, they had a survey here. They did survey a little over 1,700 people that was living here at that time. And of the 1,700 people, there was only 71 people that still retained the language. But they were pretty much all over the age of 65. So they were told that within 15 years, it's going to disappear if nothing was done about it. 1997 was when they created a language program. They adapted a writing system that we refer to as the Wycliffe methods of writing, still using the English letters. We only use 19 letters of the English alphabet. We have no R sound in our language, and we don't have the L sound in our language. But it came forward in the communities, in our daycares, our Head Start, our elementary school, and our high school, and now also went into the larger schools in the Reno area. We have 17 counties in Nevada, Washoe County, the language went into. So now the kids. Also, the Washoe County changed foreign language into world language, and they added 5 new languages to the school system: our language, German language, and 3 types of Asian language. Spanish and French was always there. So now the kids have 7 languages to choose from, and the incentive for the kids is that they're getting a grade toward their foreign language at the university level.
And are there schools to teach the traditional culture of the Paiute?
Yes, some part of it. You know, like, one of our staples is the pinot. Or they refer to as the pinion. They go out and gather the nuts, and you know, like how they did years ago. So those kind of stuff is what they're practicing, and what else is being used for. You know, the pitch part of it may be used for make it waterproof in our water jugs and stuff like that. All those kind of stuff are being taught.
You said earlier that you have community members who've gone off, of course, to college, to universities, to military, or have moved out. What percentage come back?
Not too much. Like for me, my case, I went after high school, I went into what they call a vocational school, went to the service, and I really did practice my vocational training. But I lived in California, San Jose, California, for a number of years, and I came back here in 1997. The reservation is kind of like, you know, everything out there is so crowded, people living side by side, and people arguing. You can hear all those kinds of stuff. But here, we live apart. It's kind of more serene, I guess. It's just like how it was long ago. And because of our, I guess I could say, like a religion, I guess you would call it religion, or how what we practice, is that we always say that when we pass, we will always go to the good place, the high region place, the bright place, which is kind of talking about heaven. And there, our people will still be there, and we will see each other. And that is why we have no goodbye in our language. We have no word for hell. And it is important for us to know our language, because it will be up there also some part of our culture, because we are going to live that when we leave or when we pass.
To have a language that does not have those words is tremendous, and it speaks volumes.
Well, it's been here, like I said, over 9,000 years.
I've been to the area, and you are right. It is serene. It is beautiful. There's just this big open lake that is in the middle of the desert, especially with those beautiful rock formations. And I understand there is a story about one of the formations called the Stone Mother. What is that?
Stone Mother, it's just a tufa formation that sits on the eastern part of the lake here, and it kind of resembles a woman. And next to her is a big tufa with a hole in it. People refer to it as the Stone Mother. Before Christianity came here in 1898, and I think our first church was in 1913, and our community got its name there in about 1913. Our first post office. 1844 was the first contact with non-Indian. So we have no anything with Christianity. So that Stone Mother was kind of like our creation story.
Your creation story. And can you share a little bit of that with us?
There was a mother, a father, and 4 kids. But when the kids were small, there were 4 kids, 2 girls, 2 boys. The family lived someplace below a mountain. And when the kids were small, you know, they were well-behaved kids that got along. They listened to their mother and father. But as they become adolescent, they became, or they start misbehaving. They start arguing with each other. They didn't do what they're supposed to do. This upset the mother. So she warned them that if they kept on doing bad things, she's going to have to separate them. The kids didn't listen, so they were separated. What the mother did was she sent two kids, a boy and a girl, to the south and a boy and a girl to the north. She also told them every evening build a fire so that way she'd know that they're all right. The kids that were sent to the south, she saw their fire for 3 nights. But the kids that were sent to the north, she didn't see the fire. So on the fourth day, she started crying. So she cried and cried and cried. And her tears made the lake what we refer to as Beaver Lake today. Her heart turned so cold that she turned into stone. So today she still sits on the eastern side of her tears, the lake, along with her basket. Those two kids that were sent to the south, they became what we call the Mimu people, which is also the Paiute. And the two kids that were sent to the north, they became the surrounding tribes of the Paiute. And that's where the story ends.
That is a beautiful story. Sad, but beautiful at the same time. One last thing I just want to ask you is about celebration. Cultures around the world, we all celebrate in different ways. What would you say is your main celebration and how do you do that?
I think our main thing is what we refer to as the pineapple festival, because pineapple was one of our staples. It's a nut that don't really, you know, actually freeze, and it's used every different ways, but we can store it for a long time. And that was always here, and that, as today, that still goes on.
Now, you said that there are no words for goodbye. So if you were seeing someone off, what would you say?
Probably just best way to say it in a language would say, Pishatumia, go in a good way.
Well, Mr. Burns, thank you so much for joining me today. It's such an honor and a pleasure. Pishatumia.
Pishatu just means thank you.
Well, that's it for the show today, but I'll be back next week. And remember, wherever you go, go with all your heart. Confucius. To find out more about the Traveling Culturati, visit the website at travelingculturati.com. Follow and share with me on social media and join the Travel Club. Special thanks to studio producer Brittany Riddle, video producer Howard Little, executive producer Gene Harley, and to you, thanks for tuning in. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati exclusively on HUR Voices.
You've been listening to the Traveling Culturati with travel pro Javon Harley. Tune in next week at the same time on HUR Voices.
Well, welcome back to the Traveling Javon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coasts September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C. Lux accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.